This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations out there on the network to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets of America, and on some of the leading independent stations out there scattered here, there, and everywhere around the countryside. And besides that, we're also on the Internet and on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thank you. To our FedEx and our recently pay-risen UPS drivers, $30 billion over the next 5 years to 340,000 members, way to go. Also, the bulk mail haulers out there, appreciate you guys, and that goes to you, Felix, and your gang. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the petroleum products so we can get out there and do what we need to do. By the way, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find us over at Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana in India, Radio Boomplay in Africa. We're on Google. We're on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, as well as many of our affiliates have the connection to our podcast over there. So, joining us right now is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, to start with. Good morning, Kyle. Welcome. Thank you for being aboard.
Good morning, Captain. My pleasure.
All right. And now we're going to bring on board a guy who last week probably had real hot feet for where he was standing out there in Arizona, because it's been 110 plus every day for I don't know how many days. But it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Kyle. Yes, it was hot. 22 degrees on Wednesday when I was out there. Hottest I've ever seen.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you. And we've been watching what's been going on out there where Kyle's at, too, out there in the desert. 128 degrees. Holy cow. Can't even be.
But it is summertime, Captain, and it gets hot in the summertime.
Yeah, especially up in Needles and up there on top of where they got the big thermometer out there in the middle of nowhere in the desert. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You guys ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United
States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mark, today's going to be a remarkable day for a couple reasons. It's not just about Hunter Biden and his trial and whether or not his charges are going to be accepted with the brouhaha that's going on, and we'll get to that in a minute. But it's also about Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, who is about to be called on the carpet in front of the House Judiciary Committee with a 112-page report that basically says he hasn't been doing his job on purpose.
And none of it will matter. There's the cynic in me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Because Mayorkas, like the rest of this administration from the top down, will blindly look at a camera at midnight and tell you with a straight face that the sun is shining, and they will get away with it. They don't care. They will lie through their teeth. And when you got to look at what kind of person you're dealing with here in Mayorkas. I've watched his hearings in the past. This guy just blindly lies across the board. And what's here he sits again. He's coming in for another hearing. The Democrats on a panel are going to sit there and defend him, lock, stock, and barrel, blame the Republicans. They're going to talk about Trump on January 6th. And Nobody believes what's happening in Washington anymore. Nobody believes anything. Nobody has any faith in the system. And the Democrats are destroying it with that blind, blind defense, regardless of the accusations made against somebody. Hunter Biden, we all know what Hunter Biden's been up to. We know what Mayorkas has been up to. We know what Biden's been up to at the border. Nothing stops. The American people sit there and scratch their heads, and the gaslighting continues, Captain. It's incredibly discouraging.
Well, you're right, but I'm not giving up, and I'm going to fight harder than I fought before, because the people, if they keep hearing us tell them the truth, and we can verify what we're talking about, we got more people that are coming over to our side of the issue than are going the other way right now, because I'm seeing it with my own eyes and hearing it with my own ears. My lunch yesterday, for example, we had more new people show up that were of the other side, and they're saying that they're sick and tired of being Buffalo. They just can't stand it anymore.
Well, I hope, look, that's why we have John Lott was a guest on my show. He's been a guest on my show for many years.
Yep.
And he makes comments when we talk about the cynicism across the country, mine included, when we look at this and we think, and what happens? This has been going on for decades. What happens to these people? Nothing. Hillary Clinton's still walking around for crying out loud, Captain.
Yeah.
All right? They're persecuting Trump. We all know why. We know what's happening in Washington, D.C. We know that Hunter Biden's getting slow-walked, hand-slapped deals because he's a Biden. And I think you're right about that. The problem that we face, and like John said to me on the show, this is why we have these radio programs. It's why I write the op-eds that I write, so that more people hear about this. Why? Because the mainstream media is criminally, in my estimation, derelict in their duties and responsibilities that the Constitution affords them.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. We're coming back right after the break with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And, oh, by the way, that show is heard on my flagship station and many of these other stations that we're on right now. And good morning to George the Godfather. And he's saying, good morning, Captain Kyle and the Second Amendment Defender. That would be Mr. Mark. All right, hold the fort there, folks. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And we've got Mark on the line. We'll get to him right in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan, and all those Nissan dealerships here in the area. MossNissan.com is the website. You can go over there, tell them I sent you, take a look at their inventory, then schedule an appointment to go in and take a look at whatever it is you want to take a look at. Because whether it's a new or certified pre-owned a car at Moss Nissan, remember, they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, firefighters, or police, active or retired, and all church pastors, too, active or retired, get a tremendous opportunity to save money on your new or pre-owned vehicle. Now, they also come with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is free oil changes and tire rotations. And, of course, they have the extended warranty, too, if you want to get one of those like I did with my vehicle. Now, with that being said, their dealerships are located the flagship store at Newport Richey, 19 and 54. You want to check that out. It's a beautiful store, big store, right there in the corner. Look for the flag, the great big huge American flag. You'll see it about a mile away on a clear day. They've also got Nissan and Acura located on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. And they're side by side, can't miss them. And then the all-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50, right up against the Suncoast Expressway right there, the parkway, the toll road on the south side of the street. And again, they got a great big flag. You'll see it before you get there. And in every case, tell them the captain sent you. That'll open up the door even more for you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to our friend Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
All right, something that struck our fancy here was the Fifth Circuit Court made a decision on the bump stocks for the pistols, which is upsetting the apple cart and a bunch of liberals. But tell me what happened.
Yeah, the pistol brace rulings is very, very important. It came out of the Fifth Circuit panel yesterday. A couple weeks back, you and I talked about this. Now, this is a different case than the bump stock case, but basically the same thing, where the ATF changed the rules of the game to change a definition of an item that they don't like in their ongoing war on gun owners and the attempt to take our firearms, which is what the ATF is currently engaged in. And the Second Amendment Foundation, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition and along with the Gun Owners of America, all in three separate cases, were successful in getting the courts, the Fifth Circuit, to issue an injunction against the ATF's ruling that pistol braces were firearms. Now, the reason this is important is because the government, on behalf of the ATF, the DOJ, filed to the Fifth Circuit to stay that injunction while the case moves through appeal. Yesterday, a Fifth Circuit panel refused to grant the government stay, stating, and I quote from the ruling, because the ATF has not determined a strong likelihood of success on the merits nor irreparable harm, which is the word before the rule became, the effective stay is denied, and the ruling, the injunction against the ATF and their pistol brace, their unconstitutional pistol brace, is currently in force. So the ATF was unsuccessful, and the government was unsuccessful in lifting that injunction. So, ladies and gentlemen, the best thing I can tell you is if you have one of these pistol braces, join the Second Amendment Foundation and the ATF cannot touch you. That's what the Fifth Circuit ruled, and the stay that they requested of the injunction was denied because the ATF is unlikely to succeed on the merits of that case moving forward. We are slapping the ATF thugs upside the head with a rolled-up copy of the Constitution. Every time we turn around, they're getting everything they deserve, and we are winning.
Kyle, what's on your mind?
All right. Good morning, Mark. And I was curious about the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act that a group of Republican lawmakers is saying that the Biden administration is now using this in an unconstitutional fashion to try to get states to adopt different kinds of gun laws. And they're saying that there's the issues here with privacy laws, or I should say, Second Amendment and due process rights by doing this. What do you think about it?
I would say, what else did we expect? And we can thank Cornyn for that, too, by the way, out of Texas, because you mentioned that this was supported by the Republicans. It was also supported heavily by John Cornyn, who worked very closely with Blumenthal and Murphy, those two anti-gun freak zealots up in Connecticut. Again, what did you expect? What did they expect? Hand the Biden administration an inch, they're going to take a mile. And so tell me, let's look at Chicago with 25 shootings and 7 killed just over the past weekend. How's that bipartisan Safer Communities Act working out for you? It's all dog and pony show, and it allowed people like Murphy and Blumenthal and the entire Democrat gun-hating machine to say, we finally got the Republicans to cave for some more gun control, but it isn't enough. It's just a start. So my question to Cornyn and the rest of them, that the turncoats that voted with the Democrats on this phony gun control package that would somehow save American lives is in Democrat-run cities where failed policies are killing people every single day, which is the root cause of the problem. The Democrats will never admit that, and the Republicans that signed on to this played right into their hands. My question to them is, what did you think was going to happen?
Very interesting indeed. Also, Mark, in Philadelphia, looks like the Philadelphia city leaders are going after some gun shops with a lawsuit, basically, saying that these gun shops turned a blind eye to people buying a weapon, evidently, and then illegally transferring it to someone else.
Well, the ATF has been weaponized, and I've covered with Lee Williams over at Armed American News has been covering the ATF better than anybody that I've seen as of late by calling the ATF. The ATF, ladies and gentlemen, is waging war against your gun rights. And the Biden administration has made it a point to go after gun dealers for going back, not crossing a T or dotting an I from years ago. The ATF has been weaponized, and they're focusing right now flat out on gun dealers. And they believe that if they can put gun dealers out of business, they can get weapons of war off of American streets. The problem that they have is that what the ATF is doing is also unconstitutional and will never stand muster in court. The problem we have is the ATF is their revocations of FFL licenses right now are pushing 600% increase. Think about that, Kyle. Think about that, Captain. Think about that, listeners. 600% increase in revoking with their new quote unquote zero tolerance policy. So when you hear the administration and Biden and the anti-gunners like Shannon Watts and the rest of these kooks talk about going after bad apple gun dealers, in their mind, any lawful FFL dealer is a quote unquote bad apple gun dealer. They're going after businesses that have been in business for 50 plus years, family run businesses, and shutting them down because 16 years ago, and this is a case we reported about on Armed American News yesterday, 16 years ago, a dealer didn't dot an I or cross a T or put, you know, check something off in a wrong box that was not intentional, but the government is calling it willful. And with their zero tolerance policy, they're seeking revocation of those licenses. And those licenses, those revocations are up now pushing near 600%. They are waging war on you, ladies and gentlemen. Just to put it in that perspective, it is a fact. They are waging war against your right to bear arms. And they're not going to stop. That's why we're here fighting it.
Mark, I got a question for you. Now, there was another report yesterday about a Republican lawmaker that spoke up about the IRS that happens to be spending millions of dollars on weapons and ammunition and tactical gear.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because I spoke yesterday from Chattanooga where I was broadcasting the first hour of my show at a gun dealer show up in Chattanooga yesterday with North American Arms and some other. And it's interesting to me because one of the stories I reported was the IRS, as you guys probably know, on Monday just issued an edict that they were going to stop these unannounced visits, if you will, to private residences in their collection attempts out of fear of IRS officer safety and safety of the public. So as I discussed yesterday on the show, what fear? Well, if you read farther down, you found out that apparently the IRS has been being threatened, or they say they've been being threatened, and they're going to stop going door to door because they fear response from American citizens. So it's heated out there, ladies and gentlemen, and the ATF is in the same boat. The ATF is going door to door right now. This is a heavy-handed administration that's weaponizing the government against the American people. I've never seen anything so dangerous in my adult life. And, guys, I never thought I would see this. I never thought this would be something that we were talking about on this radio program or mine over all the years I've been doing this.
Mm-hmm. All right. The music is coming up in my ear, and we'll talk to you as soon as we can. We realize that you're going to be off and gallivanting around again, but when we can get it, and you're coming down here to our backyard here in about another 3 weeks or thereabouts, and we'll talk about that as we get closer. So have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
Thanks, Captain. I'll be broadcasting from the Big Tower next week.
All righty. That's Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio program. Call us now at 1.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Spending cuts coming out of Congress are not big enough for some members.
Conservative House Republicans are advocating for spending cuts that go beyond the levels agreed upon in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House. One of those, Virginia Republican Bob Good.
We would go back to pre-COVID level spending for non-defense discretionary, and we're calling on Republicans to do that very thing.
The demands from the right may heighten the chances of a government shutdown, as Congress is required to pass several appropriations bills by September 30th.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Wall Street's closing higher as investors weigh the latest earnings reports Tuesday. Stocks rose with the Dow Jones Industrial Average notching its 12th straight day of gains. UPS shares fell nearly 2% after the tentative deal avoiding a Teamsters union strike. Meanwhile, the Fed meeting on interest rates this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and before we get to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, the insurance quarterback, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. I take it in the morning with my meal, whatever it happens to be. If I eat breakfast when I leave the radio station, sometimes I go have breakfast with my buddies. Or if it's brunch when I wake up a little bit later, that's when I take it, because you should take it with a meal when you start out. Now, I will tell you it's all natural, and it works for me, and that's why I'm telling you about it, about 13 years worth of working for me. I take one packet a day, four capsules in an individual packet, and, of course, in that packet is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body with its natural response to inflammation, which is the pain and the swelling that you get. And it goes right straight to the source to help you lower or eliminate the pain or the discomfort that you're in. That's what's amazing about it. 100% drug-free. And it's good for you. It's like taking a vitamin pill, because 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, all of which your body needs to have anyway. So to find out about the 1995 Quick Start, that's 1995, gets it all started, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 and a 3-week Quick Start, and see what it can do for you. Because in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995, in a three-week quick start. Okay, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Okay, what is going on with LeBron James' son? Holy smokes.
Yeah, very sad, Captain, you know. Had a little heart arrhythmia problem, and you know, had to go into emergency room, and you know, hopefully they're going to solve this for the kids so he can keep playing basketball and get his health right and enjoy something he loves. You know, everybody has their pros and cons about LeBron James, but no matter what, you never want something's kid to suffer.
Well, I feel for the kid because he went into cardiac arrest when he got to the hospital. That's what happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you betcha. And it's just it's a very scary feeling, as you're well aware of. And,
wow.
But, you know, you've been through a lot in your lifetime, Captain, and seen it all. But this is an 18-year-old kid. I mean, you talk about a shocker to the system. I'm not thinking something like that would happen to you at that age.
Yeah,
you know, so,
you're right.
You know, so I hope and pray for him and his family. And, you know, I think it was a cool thing. He wanted to play with his son, you know, on the court on an NBA game, just like Ken Griffey Sr. was able to do with Ken Griffey Jr. back in the day.
I remember it.
And he was able to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, speaking about baseball, the Washington Nationals and Colorado Rockies will throw the first pitch at 12:05 today, and then right behind them will be the Tampa Bay Rays at 12:10 against the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be a fun game to watch, check out, and you know, listen to on the radio and everything while you're on your day going to lunch, working. And so it should be a lot of fun for people to check out and see. And the Cleveland Indians, they're still hanging in there in the Central, seeing to see if they can win that division, and they're up against Kansas City Royals at 1:00, so that shouldn't be a tough game for them. But any given day, anything can happen. So, you know, that's your early games, and a lot of people have some fun with that, and that's what it's all about. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, right, Captain?
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat that. Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
I hope, you know, it seems like Otani's going to be traded more likely than not. Are you hearing the same thing out in your, you know?
Yeah, I think it could look that way. And, of course, we're coming up here on the deadline. And but, yeah, I mean, yeah, I have to admit, in this case, I'm biased because I want Otani to stay with our Angels. That's for sure. But there can be some shakeups here. We'll see. The one thing I do want to ask you about, Patrick, is it looks like we had a triple play the first of the season, Atlanta Braves versus the Boston Red Sox in an absolutely amazing 4-1-5 double play, and I should say triple play that happened. And we haven't seen this done since the late 1880s, according to the stats, it looked like. But, my gosh, a triple play. You'd always hope you're there on the night when it happens.
Exactly. And the Braves, seems like everything's going their way, Kyle. You know, you're getting triple plays, getting magic, Matt Olson hitting home runs left and right. They let, you know, Freddie Freeman went to the Dodgers, and then they get Matt Olson from the A's. And, you know, really haven't missed a beat. And everybody's playing well. They lost Schwan's beat to the Chicago Cubs. But then, you know, you get the other kids coming in there and playing well. So it's amazing what they've done up in Atlanta. We have a lot of listeners up there in Georgia.
AM 920 The Answer.
There you go. And
yep.
There's good people up there. And Georgia Bulldogs, Atlanta Braves. It's funny how certain areas for 3 to 4 years seem to get hot right now. This past year was the Miami Heat, you know, for basketball, coming from the eighth seed all the way to the championship and just coming up a little short. The University of Miami Hurricanes basketball barely made the tournament and then, you know, made a final run to possibly win it all. So it's funny. Tampa Bay with the Rays and the Lightning and the Bucks had that run for a few years winning championships. So, yeah, it's just kind of what's going on up in Atlanta right now, too. So we'll see how the Braves finish out. To me, they're the best team in baseball right now, bar none. I don't think anybody else is near them. If they play their best, you're not going to beat them. There's talk that he might go there. That would be something if the Braves were able to land him. Wow, what a get that would be. I hope two things. I either hope he stays with your Angels or he comes to the Rays. And I would hope the Rays could find a way and manipulate it and market it properly to keep him for a long time. But we shall see how it occurs. Martin Truex is still keeping the number one spot in NASCAR power rankings. So congratulations to him, Mr. Number 19, doing very well. It looks like do a little college football news here for you guys. Michigan's Harbaugh facing a 4-game suspension for breaking NCAA rules. He was a heck of a coach for the Niners and Stanford and his old alma mater, Michigan. I hope he gets through this and does a good job up there. A lot of people up there in Michigan listen to the show, Captain Go Blue, they tell me. So there you go. And also, Mr. Herbert has agreed to a 5-year extension with the L.A. Chargers out there. That was pretty big news out there, wasn't it, Kyle?
Yes, it was, yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to – I hope that doesn't mess him up this year. Also, Stephon Diggs' brother agrees to a 5-year extension with the Dallas Cowboys. So a lot of things happening. They're going to be reporting the training camp. We'll have some exhibition football here in less than a week, gentlemen. So it'll be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to that. Also looking forward, Captain, to helping out some people with their insurance needs. I love meeting with people. I helped out a lady yesterday, Captain, save $165 a month, you know, on her Part B premium, and then also saved her another $75 a month on her prescription drugs. So that's what I do for people. That's how I help them. And I also, the other day, saved a man $50 a month on his life insurance premiums. So, and got him the same coverage. So, there's a lot of things out there I can do for you folks. Love to hear from you. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. Captain Matt Bruce can tell you I've helped him out and several of our friends. So, Captain, always a pleasure. Kyle, always fun talking to you about sports also. I wish you gentlemen a fantastic day and everybody else listening a happy Wednesday and happy hump day. And let's make it a great rest of the week. Talk to you Friday morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thanks, Patrick. Okay. And by the way, folks, my $358,000 hospital bill, because of Patrick, I only had to pay $460.
That is really amazing, Captain.
You're telling me?
Really, to find somebody, yeah, absolutely. Well, to find somebody who knows all about this, insurance can be really, really tricky, and you got to know what you're doing, and it's a good thing that Patrick's around.
Oh, yeah, because in that particular case, as I said, this is no joke, folks. The bill was $358,000 for what happened to me, and I only had to pay $460. Whew, boy. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, you're coming back with the with the real estate quarterback and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and that's Jeff in Sarasota. We thank him for doing that for us, and you'll get a chance to meet Jeff tomorrow down at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, the last, absolute last lunch that we'll have down there, because they're shutting down on the 29th, on Saturday the 29th. They've sold the business. They're going to retire after 40 years in the business down there, 85 years in the family. But it's going to be a sweet but sorry thing for a lot of people. We'll be there tomorrow from 11 to 1, maybe 1:30. We're going to take a group picture. We're going to sing Old Ang Syne when we get ready to leave. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment, because they'll come to you. From installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And they are the absolute best at what they do. I've met nobody that can even come close when it comes to your blinds, your shades, or your shutters. And I've been doing business with them for 20 years plus here on the radio. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. All righty. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You get to put your real estate hat on now, as we're going to be talking to one of Brandon Rimes' associates, Michelle, who has called in this morning. And good morning to you, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index, which, of course, is something that comes out and talks about the housing market and what's happening to the prices on an average around the country. Not Florida, but around the country. Now, what it's telling us is that it rose again for the fourth month in a row since May, and it confirms that the housing market hit its bottom this spring, and it's now poised for a recovery as the prices are starting to go up. Now, the yearly basis, prices are still down slightly, but the trend is pointed to the opposite direction. Are you finding that in your travels here?
You're referring to me?
Yeah. Are you finding that in your travels here?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in Florida, as you know, we get people relocating here from all over the country because
yep.
of the prices rising everywhere else. So here in Florida, primarily in the Tampa Bay area, we are seeing homes rising steadily still. And as long as the house is priced right and not overpriced, we're still in multiple offer situations. Mm. And we just had a major meeting yesterday that we have monthly talking about the home prices, and we are still at only a 1.5-month supply of inventory here in Tampa. So we still have a lot of buyers and very, very low inventory. Now, things are not overpriced, and people are not paying, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 over asking price like they were a year and a half ago. And as a buyer's agent, we are able to get seller's concession now because homes sit on the market a little bit longer. So sellers are offering concessions to buyers, which was unheard of a year and a half ago. But
mm-hmm.
no, prices have not gone down, and I don't see them mm-hmm. going down. There's still massive growth here.
And Kyle, you got people leaving in droves out there in California, don't you?
Well, I think we do, as a matter of fact. We have people, especially businesses, wanting to relocate to a different part of the country, yes.
Well, when this next price of fuel that went up 20 cents a gallon since Monday, it's now up 40 cents over the last month, and that's inflation at its worst because it's hitting people where they can't really be hit, and that's in their pocketbooks. They got to have the gas to go back and forth to work, and it's going to be really bad because the next inflation report we get, which they this one here did not show it, is going to show that 40 cent per gallon increase in the last month. It's going to show it this coming month. Not going to be pretty. What we see, it's not going to be pretty. Kyle?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's Michelle, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Michelle. You know,
good
I had a quick
morning,
question
Kyle.
For you. Well, thank you. Yes, good morning. I had a quick question for you having to do with interest rates. The Fed's going to meet here again today on Wednesday, maybe the 11th raise of rates since it started up in March of 2022. How are buyers and sellers looking at this? Because, for example, if you own a home and you've got a low interest rate for your mortgage, is there a lot of incentive to want to sell that at this point and then go get another house in the same area? Or do you find that people want to, you know, quote unquote, cash out of their house and then try to go somewhere else where the home prices are lower or the cost of living is cheaper?
That is a really fantastic question, and it comes up every single day. As a matter of fact, it just came up at a listing appointment yesterday where they had a 2.8% interest rate. So they're just trying to figure out if they should sell or rent. So it is a big concern, but a lot of people have to move for whatever reason, a job location, or they want to move out of state. So we just addressed that. It's a definite concern. So a lot of people aren't selling because of that. But the people who have to sell, they realize that when they sell and they get the cash out, because a lot of people have a tremendous amount of equity in their home, that they just have to make the purchase that they have to. And if the interest rates come down, then they can refinance. But here in Florida, the way the interest rates are obviously affecting the people in the lower income brackets, like first-time home buyers who can't afford to buy with these high interest rates. So the state of Florida has come out with the Hometown Heroes program, and that applies to any first-time home buyer, and they're offering 5% or $35,000, whichever is higher, for assistance with down payments. And you know, we don't have time to get deep into that, but our governor here is always working to help the people in the lower and middle class be able to still afford home ownership. So regardless of what happens with the interest rates, there are many, many programs that come out to help people purchase.
Well, the best way to do that is to go to your website, consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com, which is where I send everybody, and they can find out more over there, and there's direct links for Brandon's business that you're involved with, Keller Williams Realty, and we've run out of time, so I want you to give the phone number.
Oh, already?
I want you to give the phone number for how people can get a hold of you.
Okay, 813-731-4348,
813-731-4348. Yep, and we appreciate you calling in there, and thank you very much for taking our questions and for giving some great information to the people out there listening. So you have yourself a great day.
Great. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and I'm
Kat. Thank you, Michelle.
Yep, and we appreciate her. Now, we got about a minute left here, so what I'm going to do is give you a chance to close up or whatever you want to say, and then we'll get out of here.
Well, thank you, Captain. No, I think we had a pretty good program, pretty good show this morning. We talked about all kinds of great stuff, and also some pretty hard-hitting stuff, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to Hunter Biden's attorneys. Evan, you know, they may have perpetrated a fraud upon the court, so this is going to be something to watch and see how this develops.
Well, it's ironic. We got that, and we got Mayorkas coming to testify today on the Hill, and that in itself is going to be a sideshow worth watching, because the Judiciary Committee, which I believe is Jim Jordan, I think I got that right, the chairman, and they are going to go after him. They are going to go after him, and I mean they're going to drill him.
Yes, a lot of fireworks, so we'll have no shortage of stuff to talk about on tomorrow's program.
No, so I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Thank you. You too, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Kyle Warren, and by the way, his website is kylewarrenshow.com. Go over there and check it out. In the meantime, remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. And you are the bosses of Applesauce. What you say goes, and you've got power to use. You don't believe me? Check out Frank Silvato's book, Nullification, which I'll have probably in the next 2 or 3 days. Nullification. Check it out. Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back tonight.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.